You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Mackinac Policy Conference wrapped up today. Our It's Just Politics team of Rick Pluta and Zoe Clark have been covering it. Earlier in the program, we talked with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly about his Clean Michigan Government plan, but that was not what most people expected his announcement to be this week. Is he teasing us?
Yes.
Well, and this really was sort of the beginning conversation up here on the island. You know, there's the pillars of what folks are meant to be talking about, but then there's actually the real conversation, the real gossip that's happening on the horse carriages, which maybe you can hear behind us, and folks sitting on the grand porch and talking about things and the gossip. And one of them was a lot of folks expected in April when this announcement that Kelly said, you know, count down to May 30th, that the announcement would be for governor. And instead, on Tuesday this week, he made an announcement about better government.
But let's be clear that this is part of a campaign for governor, that Brian Kelly is looking for really a game changer. Lieutenant governors do not have a history of winning the top job, certainly not here in Michigan. And so, you know, you'll see that the ads on this part-time legislature issue and on this clean government stuff, they feature Brian Kelly talking about it, that this is supposed to boost his recognition and establish a persona in the public mind about him as he gets ready for what's expected to be a pretty fierce contest for the Republican nomination against, among others, State Attorney Bill Schuette, who has also endorsed a government reform platform.
We've seen a lot of videos from Kelly. Everybody was assuming that that was part of the lead-up. We did have a Republican announce he's running for governor this week. Patrick Kolbeck, who's currently a state senator. We're still waiting for the decision about running from Attorney General Bill Schuette. How crowded are we expecting the Republican race for the nomination to get?
I mean, there are a few people who've already declared their lesser-known names. Patrick Kolbeck will try to seize the right side of the field, which is a good place to be in a Republican primary. But we'll see. You know, I mean, a lot of this is getting out, meeting people, but a lot of it is also, by the time the primary rolls around 15 months from now, spending money on television advertising and things like that. And so right now we're really in the preparation stage, the building a campaign organization, setting up your fundraising apparatus, things like that. But make no mistake, Bill Schuette and Brian Kelly are running for governor.
And there's just so much energy with those two candidates within, you know, the sort of Republican establishment that I think when you've got names like that, the joke being that, you know, Bill Schuette has been running for governor since the third grade, that when you have names like that, it really kind of pushes out folks who, you know, may be thinking about it. And that's different than, say, on the Senate race side. There will be a race against Democratic senior senator of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow. And so there are a lot of Republicans looking at that race right now. And that's more of sort of the open, you know, who wants to jump in and go against a really formidable incumbent like Debbie Stabenow.
Let's go to the Democrats who are thinking about governor. Among the Democrats running, the big news this week is Gretchen Whitmer raising a record-setting $1 million this early. What's that mean for Abdul Asayed, who's also announced, and whether Mark Bernstein throws his hat in the ring?
Indeed, it was record-setting $1 million just, you know, for a primary, which I think it just, you know, shows you what a big deal money plays in campaigns like this. I don't think, though, $1 million is going to be the decision for Mark Bernstein about whether or not he jumps in or stays out of the race.
Yeah, he'll be able to raise that pretty quickly if and when it comes to that.
But Mark Bernstein, you know, from the Bernstein Law family name, can definitely raise money and use his own family's money for a race. So for a candidate like that, $1 million doesn't shut him out. But for other candidates, possibly, that is a big number.
And we'll see if Abdul El-Sayed can get the sort of institutional support that would help make up for that.
Although he raised a pretty penny for sort of someone who's come from, I don't want to say behind, but really someone who hasn't been in state government, worked in Lansing before, to raise the amount of money that he has, that's impressive too.
Any news at the Mackinac Policy Conference about the threat of delaying the completion of the state budget because of this fight over legislation that would close the pension option for new public school employees and instead offer a 401k type plan. I mean, the Republicans run the whole show in Lansing, and they're so divided they'll not pass a budget on time?
Yeah, there's still not an agreement on it. Governor Snyder tried to put a compromise on the table, but Arlen Meekoff, the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Leonard, the House Speaker, they say that they're still sticking by their belief that this should be a completely 401k style system. Although that has a lot of people scratching their heads that, like, this is the do or die controversy, you know, right now on this island and in Lansing. And the governor says that, you know, that there are a lot of institutions that have grown used to having the budget done by the time their fiscal years begin on July 1st. Universities, community colleges, local governments, school districts. And so this is kind of important to them. And, you know, they can't wait till the end of the month because you've still got to implement the budget, you know, get it filed and you know, get the word out on what everyone has. But, you know, right now there's just a lot of saber rattling on that early June deadline.
But it is, I mean, exactly right, this sort of intra-party fight, right? You have Republicans in control of everything in Lansing. And the idea, you know, as Snyder says, he's been 4 out of 4 on getting budgets done on this, you know, June 1st deadline that he's self-imposed deadline, you know, then 5 out of 5 budget, 6 out of 6. And now the fact that, you know, Republican legislators may be holding that sort of, you know, golden apple hostage from him is just sort of awe-inspiring to watch. But, you know, this is the Detroit Regional Chambers Conference. So that, you know, a conversation in the background, because, of course, the state budget will matter to businesses. But a lot of the conversation here, you know, about Detroit, about the Detroit mayoral race coming up in November. You've got Mike Duggan running for re-election and sort of the great, you know, comeback of Detroit. And yet, you know, now we've got Lansing economic issues, you know, front and center. It's a really interesting dynamic.
And you know, Rick Snyder really is of this group, and they're proud of this, that we've got a CEO governor, someone who's one of them and who pays attention to things like getting budgets done on time and balanced.
That's Michigan Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta and our resident political junkie Zoe Clark, the co-hosts of It's Just Politics. Hey, you two, watch where you step when you head back on the ferry to leave Mackinac Island.
Stepping very carefully.
Thanks, Lester.
Here at Stateside, we like to hear from you. What stories are getting your attention? What issues do you want to hear more about? We'd like to know. Find us on Facebook. Search for Michigan Radio. We're also on Twitter at Stateside Radio and at MichiganRadio.org. Just click the link that says Stateside.